It's Friday. You know Rebecca Black, how we get down on Friday here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Life and Style Weekly, recapping the week that was, all the hookups and breakups. Events editor Juliette Eason, I have a bone to pick with you.
What is it?
You know, maybe I should just ask this. How was the holiday party that I wasn't invited to this past week?
Oh, sorry. Santa lost your invite. It was very interesting. The Countess Luann hosted it, so there was, of course, some housewives drama. But Santa Claus came. And there was a photo booth and mistletoe, so everybody got nice and drunk and made out under the mistletoe.
Now that sounds like a fun time. You know, Juliet, two people that aren't going to be kissing and making up probably anytime soon. Cameron Diaz, Jennifer Lopez. This is a feud that's been going on for quite some time now, right?
It has. 13 years to be exact, and I think most people don't even realize that they ever had a feud. So hearing that it's almost been a decade and a half that these two A-listers have been feuding, it's pretty unbelievable. J-Lo was actually the one that started it. She, back in 1998, dismissed Cameron as just a lucky model when she had started acting. So that was the first burn. And now Cameron's been hooking up with Diddy, who was notoriously with J-Lo for quite some time.
Right.
J-Lo's not so happy about that either.
See, now this is interesting to me because I thought that J-Lo was long past Diddy.
She's very possessive of all of her exes.
Oh.
I'm sure the first time Mark Anthony steps out with someone seriously, she's going to have a bone to pick with them as well. She just doesn't want anyone touching anything that has been hers.
You know, Juliet, I think it was a couple weeks ago you were talking about Adam Levine being the typical male musician because he couldn't keep it in his pants. Well, now this is an example of a double standard as far as the ladies are concerned, because J-Lo doesn't want, you know, any of her exes hooking up with anybody else, yet it's okay for her to prance around after getting divorced with this 24-year-old boy toy.
It's true. Well, double standard, and I guess for this one, it's in favor of the women, right?
Yeah. I guess. Life and Style Weekly's Juliet Eason here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Chris Humphries hasn't been saying too much about his divorce from Kim Kardashian, but Chris Humphries' father might have something to say, correct, Juliet?
He does, and his father, William Humphries, did not sign a non-disclosure form. So anything he wants to say, he can say it, and nobody in the Kardashian family can put a stop to it. He's already been shopping around a tentative book, looking into self-publishing, and basically anything that Chris has ever told him about his relationship with Kim is fair game for William to write about.
It's a book deal now. It's another reality show deal later, Juliet. We're wrapping up with Life and Style Weekly's Juliet Eason here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Justin Bieber is taking over this radio station tomorrow at 6 o'clock with his Under the Mistletoe radio special. Recently, the Biebs was in Mexico doing a little vacationing with his girlfriend, Selena Gomez.
Well, first off, I have to say that Selena is my total new girl crush. She looks so cute in all of her outfits, and I kind of have a mini crush on Bieber too. I kind of want to steal her life, I'm not gonna lie. They were in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico for a wedding that Selena was actually in. It was the costume designer on her old show, Wizards of Waverly Place.
Mm-hmm.
But the two of them, when they weren't doing wedding duties, were smooching on the beach and lying on each other on beach chairs and basically just looking very much in love. And it's just about their first anniversary, so it seemed like quite the romantic trip.
Well, we definitely know Selena and the Biebs love the PDA, even when they think it's not so much a public display of affection because of are trying to be private, but gotta love the paparazzi. Hey, read about those stories and many more in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Events editor Juliet Eason, have a great weekend.
You too.